Members, since the 1960s, the House has maintained a tradition of naming the doctor of the day. Last year, the tradition was modernized with a telehealth connection. And this year, Dr. Casarino enables us to break new ground by serving as the first nurse practitioner of the day. We are proud to have you here with us. Thank you.
House Speaker Jose Oliva says his chamber will put its full strength behind paving the way for advanced nurse practitioners to work independently.
Allowing advanced nurse practitioners to practice independently will have immediate positive effects on access and affordability. Members, it is truly a stain upon a state that prides itself on leading to even humor talk of patient safety coming from interest groups when we know now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, of its safety and of its efficacy.
Oliva says he's also committed to supporting the governor's efforts to raise pay for teachers. But he told reporters he's not convinced the governor's plan is the best way to do it.
We've made a commitment to the governor that we will put forth a significant teacher pay increase, but it has to be sustainable and equitable. We can't simply go after some target and say we want to be number two in the nation. Again, two compared to what? Compared to a state whose cost of living is significantly higher than ours? We have to take the right approach to this so that it is something that we can sustain. If we get in a bad economy, it is something we can sustain. But the House is committed to supporting the governor on that priority.
Meanwhile, across the rotunda in the Senate, President Bill Galvano says specific agenda items aren't his focus. Instead, he wants to concentrate on constructive debate and collaboration. Galvano told fellow lawmakers he hopes to set a positive tone for legislators in the new decade.
The Senate seated before me today will always be unique in history. You all are the first Senate of a new decade. We have this session the opportunity to set the bar for the 2020s.
Galvano says he hopes lawmakers will not follow the example of Washington, D.C., but instead Congress will look to Florida to see how to put politics aside and find ways to work together. He faced that challenge just hours later. During a press conference following the opening day remarks, Galvano said he would cautiously consider Oliva's push to give nurse practitioners a larger scope of practice.
When I look at healthcare, it's a three-legged stool. Certainly cost is one leg of the stool, and we have to be very cognizant about it. But you also have access, and then you have quality. And so we're going to measure all of those aspects. I've always been very cautious about letting certain groups achieve legislatively what was not achieved academically.
Galvano says another issue he expects to work on with the House is a move to ensure people buying guns in private sales first go through a background check. Galvano stopped short of calling the issue a priority, but did say it is important. Oliva has already indicated he has concerns with the move. I'm Regan McCarthy.